Janine Rayon from Fundamental Focusing, which I like to translate into fun mental focus. Because that's what we do every day. We focus on something, or at least we try to, and some of us may do that better than others, but that's okay. So my question to you is, what do you focus on? For me, it's very simply me. Yes, I'm a mother of two, and I am a wife, but I focus on me. Now, for some of you, that may seem a little selfish, and that's okay. You may get feelings of guilt that I can't focus on me, that's just not right, and you may push that aside because everybody needs you and wants you and demands your attention, or you've been brought up to serve and help and give and love everyone else out there except yourself. Well, I'm here to tell you that you're the most important thing to focus on. You just don't know it yet. So as I start my podcast series, my hope is that you'll discover that me time, personal space, quiet time, relaxation, de-stressing, listening to your body, all those things that you hear out there all the time, you'll get to know and understand a little more, and that you'll realize that those things are essential to a balanced life. So today, I'd just like you to take note when it is that you have me time in your day. Or possibly, for some of you, it may be when I have me time in my week. And for some of you, it may be, what is me time? Where does it live and what does it eat? Because I have no idea what that means and it does not fit in my life. So there are many different definitions about me time, but the one I'd like you to focus on, or the one that I want you to look for in your life, is the one where you're not doing anything else. No sports, no TV, kids running around, or having discussion with friends. I want you to know or take note when and where you listen to your body. Because you know what? Your body is talking. The question is, are you listening? So right now, I want you to take a deep breath in. And I want you to exhale. Right now. Wherever you are, it doesn't matter if you're doing anything or something, if you've got earphones on and you're multitasking, just take a second to take a deep breath. And then I want you to take another deep breath in. And this time I want you to relax the shoulders as you exhale. And this time when you take a deep breath in, I want you to bring your shoulders right up to your ears. And as you exhale, completely let them go. And take another deep breath in. And this time, completely let go with your belly button, your belly and your shoulders, and just completely relax. Just stop and take this next minute or two to just be where you are and take some me time. It's as simple as this. And this time, as you take a deep breath in and relax, just find your normal rhythm of breath and enjoy the moment. Connect with your head and shoulders and arms and chest and belly and legs and feet. And just feel yourself solid on the ground, relaxed. And if you're not quite relaxed, that's okay. Sometimes it takes us a few minutes to get relaxed. Sometimes we can go and be relaxed right away. So wherever you are, that's fine. I just want you to get a little taste of just stopping. And as you stop, ask yourself the question, where do I get my me time? When do I get my me time? Every day? Every morning? Every night? Once a week? 3 times a week? Or possibly never? Or hardly ever? And just be with that feeling and just see what your body's doing. And maybe it's not doing anything. Maybe it's still going 100 miles a minute with the chatter in the mind and everything that's happening. Or maybe it's just slowed down a notch. Whatever's happening, just be with that. connect, because that's all you need to do. So ask yourself the question, figure it out this week, and I'll leave you with that today. I would like you to take note during, from here to the next few days or the next week, and just take note mentally or literally, mark it down on a piece of paper, and see when it is that you make time for me time. And I'll be back. I'll be back with some more tricks and tips about how to be with you and connect with yourself and be okay with taking time for you. Because that's what it boils down to. In the everyday rush, you need your time, and only you can make time happen for you. So start with 1, 2, 5 minutes a day, as simple as we just did, or just connecting a little longer, and watch it grow from there. Soon you may be discovering changes or new attitudes or new things popping up in your surroundings. Wouldn't that be fun? So just bring the positive attitude with it and the thinking or the feeling that it'll work. And that with 1 minute, I'll grow to 2 minutes and five, and then maybe take 15 minutes a day for myself or 15 minutes a week for myself. And see where that brings you. So this is Janine Rayon with Fundamental Focusing, giving you insights into whole body focusing and more. And remember, your body is talking. Are you listening? And we'll talk soon.